Mo Sang Miles and Matthew Golden are host of programs which are new on air in this season. Mo Sang hosts variation on a theme every Tuesday at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And he is with me in the studio. Good morning, Mo Sang.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And on the phone is Matthew Golden, host of End Transition. This program can be heard Tuesday too, but at 11 p.m. till midnight. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us here and sharing your thoughts to your program with our listeners. So both of you focus on a theme. Mo Sang, already this is in your name, yeah, variation on a theme. And Matthew, you focus on a theme too. Please could you, both of you, whoever likes to start, maybe Mo Sang, so far, what themes did you choose? And how do you present the themes? Mo Sang, let's start with you.
Well, the first theme I did was a beginnings theme, which I thought was appropriate for starting the show off. And, you know, as a new programmer here, I wanted to do something to kick it off. And International Women's Day was one of the days that I had a show, so I did that as well. And then last week and this week, I was doing a sort of a weather theme. So last week I did sun. Tomorrow is supposed to be rain, and, you know, it's raining now, but tomorrow is supposed to be the only sunny day this week. So we'll see how that all goes, but I'm sure it will go okay. But, I did my sun show last week, and I know that Matthew on In Transmission had done a sun show before, and I purposefully didn't listen to it just to not be influenced, I suppose. So I'd like to pass it on, I guess, and hear what he has to say about his show now.
And how do you present then, Mo Sang?
Right, the presentation, I guess I just try to find songs that I like the most and also just try to fit them together in some way. So I don't necessarily, there isn't too much presentation, but just some kind of connection between them all and try to make it like the sun show. I did sort of sunrise songs at the beginning and sunset songs at the end. So I try to have some kind of flow to it like that. But really pretty basic presentation, I think.
So through music in general.
Right, yes. Definitely the music I let speak for itself, I suppose. I try to connect it all and try to transition between the songs. But really, I think, for me at least, the music is the most important thing. So I try to just let people listen to that and kind of draw their own conclusions in some way.
Good. I will come back to this music again. So, Matthew, what about you? You have different themes too. So what did you choose up to now, and how do you present them?
Let's see. Well, I started with emotion as a theme. Then, yeah, as mentioned before, I moved on to the sun. did horror, as well as even the sound of silence. So I guess I basically just, I think of a theme, whatever's on my mind, I guess, most that week. And I'm a sound designer, and what goes into one of my shows is I try and explore the theme through sound, speech, and music. And except in the case of last week's episode, there was no speech at all except for voice tagging, TJLY. And it was almost all entirely ambiences from nature and whatnot, but then at the same time, I believe there was, I did a show on the senses, our five senses.
Yes.
And there was a deliberate dead air in the middle. And I happen to know a few people who actually thought their stereos were broken. And that's kind of the point. It's just like, you know, if you were paying attention, like you might have noticed that there's a little voice that said, quiet. And then it was 30 seconds of dead air. But like 30 seconds of dead air on radio is, well, it seems like an eternity. But I had a very intelligent friend of mine actually start freaking out and thinking that his stereo was broken. He couldn't figure it out. And then it just came back on, and he was freaked out. But so, because all my shows are pre-produced, I usually end up spending about, I don't know, 20 hours going into 1 hour of broadcast just from the sound design element.
20? Did you say 20?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a bit of a marathon.
Uh-huh.
But I like doing it, so.
Great, interesting. 20 hours. You know, that is one of my question too. So you have lots of voices in your program. Yeah, mm-hmm. When you had, for instance, a census, you interviewed, maybe I shouldn't say interviewed, but you asked people and they talked about which sense they could maybe lose and feel fine, but which sense was really important to them, yeah? So how do you find the people?
They're usually people that I know mm-hmm. that I haven't talked to in a while, so they're pretty surprised mm-hmm. when they're like, wait a minute, am I on the radio? And I'm like, well, not yet, but mm-hmm. you will be uh-huh. if you're okay with that. Uh-huh. But also, if I'll ask a lot of random people if I just have my palm recorder with me. Mm-hmm. Also, I think that that's if I ask enough people, that actually adds quite a few more hours to one episode. So I'm actually looking for a way to balance the amount of time I'm putting into each week. Because mm-hmm. If I'm asking too many people, then I've got, you know, 10 times as much material just to go through, and then to find the right snippets, and then to put those right snippets on the right piece of music, mm-hmm. so that it all makes sense, because I'm trying to do multi-level layers here as far as just the significance of what's being said versus what the theme is about versus what the song is about that's behind that. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of careful construction, but like I said, I do like it.
Uh-huh. Where do you prepare your program, here or at home?
In my little home studio.
So you have your home studio. Can you please let us know where is your home studio? Where do you live?
In Winlaw, BC.
Good. Good. Mosang, when we talked, you present your theme through music. And I heard one of your program about April Fool's Day. And there were lots of music jokes and being a fool. How do you find all this particular music?
Well, I guess first of all, I look at the music that I enjoy, that I happen to have around my house. You know, obviously I prefer to play music that I like and not just something that fits into the theme. So I look at the music I have and see what there is there. But then I just end up doing a lot of research online. There's this website, Groove Shark, where you can listen to music for free. So what I often do is go there and search for a term like laughing or mm-hmm. fools or jokes and see what comes up, play it, listen to it. If I like it, then I'll kind of keep it in mind. If not, I can just move on. Mm-hmm. And also here at KCR, there's the play box here of CDs that I can kind of just flip through. And obviously, looking at just the track titles doesn't really give you a full spectrum of what's out there mm-hmm. relating to a theme. Mm-hmm. But I think with, I don't know, time limitations, I guess, that's basically what I do, is go by track title and see if how it relates to the theme I'm doing. I'm sure there are songs that are titled something else, where it actually is about laughing or something, but we'll see if I get to that point where I'm looking through lyrics or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So Matthew just mentioned he needs 20 hours to produce 1 hour of show.
Well, I'd like rather not to, but
What about you?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure. I think it depends on if I have some of it available myself. Mm-hmm. If I have, I guess the more broad a theme, sometimes it's faster. Like I did the rain or sun shows. That actually went pretty fast because already myself, I have a lot of music that related to that. Mm-hmm. But something like the spring show I did or the beginnings, it took a lot of time to search for other songs that related. Mm-hmm. So that takes longer. As far as number of hours, I don't think it's 20, but it's just, it takes a lot. It takes a while, for sure. Mm-hmm. It takes some time.
Mm-hmm. So when you spend so much time, what inspired both of you to propose this program in particular and in general to become a programmer here on Kootenai Corp Radio? Matthew, what inspired you?
I guess I've never had my own radio show, but I've always been involved in sound for all of my adult life. And So this is a good opportunity to just provide a different spin on a radio show that you wouldn't hear a lot of the same stuff happening elsewhere, mostly because of the sound design element, because I think that's where the most of the time comes in as far as tying it all together, because you're going to hear a lot of just strange, weird things in the show that, well, it's not just like with the music and the interviews on top, but it's also, there's lots of design elements, I guess you could say, sonic design elements going on throughout. So that's just something that, you know, keeps me practiced up, but as well allows me a form of creative expression that I can do that's different than music.
Why is your show on so late? Because when I have been listening, I thought, oh, this could be on at another time, and I really enjoyed it, to be honest.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you did. I guess I just, I'm a bit of a night owl. It seems to me that it's more of a night-themed program in terms of what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
Definitely with, I don't know, end of the day, end transmission. Kind of, it's the last show before it goes to repeat episodes.
Yes. Okay. Good. Good. Musang, what about you? So what inspired you to propose this particular program?
Well, I'm definitely just love listening to music, but I also have, I guess, sort of an organization type brain where I like to put things together, you know, make connections in whatever I do. So that's something I've been doing myself before I even thought of doing the radio show, was creating playlists or like mixes of my own where everything connected in some way. And something about being on the radio and sharing that with people I thought would be really fun. And even though I'm not performing music or writing music necessarily, I still feel like I'm creating something. It feels like a real creative process to me. And when I present the show, it really is a, really feels like I'm sharing something. And so I really gotten to enjoy that part of it. I didn't really realize when I started that that would be how I'd feel about it, but I do really like sharing that with people, something that I've created in some way.
I concur.
So just come when you said you enjoyed it, it seems like both enjoy it. So, and what I realize both when I listen to your show, it feels to me you feel pretty confident. So not nervous at all. If that's the case when you are on air?
Well, for me, I definitely, especially the first show, I came in and it just kind of happened, and I really didn't feel nervous at all, and I don't know why exactly. Second show, I felt really nervous. I don't know why. I think I was thinking about it too much. The first one, I just came in, and it just happened, and since then, it's gotten to be pretty pretty natural. I think a lot of the nervousness is just trying to figure out how to be on the radio and manipulate the instruments of being on air, but now that I've gotten the hang of that, it really is it something I enjoy doing, and I love presenting music and listening to it, so I really guess I have nothing to be nervous about at this point.
And Matthew?
Yeah, I think I have a history of performing, but even so, once I'm in my little mode of sound world, then everything else just seems to sort of melt away, and I get out whatever I'm getting out in that moment. I think I will, sooner as opposed to later, try some live shows. I like the idea of this phone thing that we're doing right now, and maybe surprising some people with a theme or whatnot. But I guess doing the sound design element is keeps me doing it at home. But I don't know.
Good.
So
what are the challenges when you do this program here, Musang? Any challenges?
In the studio in particular?
Whatever.
Well, one challenge is leaving work and driving here immediately, I suppose. That's a bit of a challenge. And I've managed to handle that just fine. But I don't know. I really actually just enjoy being in here. It's really fun to kind of feel you're a master of this little domain, you know, and you're pushing dials up and down and playing music, and it's broadcasting out to the world. And I guess, I mean, there are some technical challenges, I suppose, in trying to get the music to come out at the right time and mm-hmm. not have too much dead air unless it's, you know, intentional, of course. But, mm-hmm. yeah, it's the challenges are just minor technical ones, and really it's not really worth, well, I just enjoy it.
And Matthew?
Challenges, just getting it finished on time.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, it can be a bit of a marathon,
mm-hmm.
And perhaps I maybe expect too much for myself, and I've got a, I think the show will be evolving
mm-hmm.
quite a lot, so you'll probably hear it change quite a bit over the next mm-hmm. 6 months,
mm-hmm.
or 5 months, whenever the season, we'll see if I can muster up the courage to
Good.
Keep it going. But yeah, I mean, just trying to find new ways of doing it, but always keep it interesting for myself, because if it's interesting for me, then I feel I'm confident that it'll be interesting for other people.
Great. So, Matthew, thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we will definitely promote your program further,
well,
and I believe we will come and talk to each other again here on Kootenai Co-op Radio. So your program and transmission is on every Tuesday, so tomorrow from 11 p.m. to midnight. What's your theme tomorrow?
You know what?
Hmm?
It's a rerun.
Okay.
I'm broken. I need to work, and that's just taking
okay,
time.
Okay, good.
But it's the
so
sun,
then,
I believe.
Brad, maybe not everybody heard it already. So what is it then?
It's the rerun of the sun.
Okay. Yeah. And great.
It's something we all need right now.
Mm-hmm.
A little
good.
Bit of sun.
Thanks, Matthew. And tomorrow your theme, Mosang, what will it be?
I'm doing a rain theme.
A rain theme. Mm-hmm. And we like to go out with some music of your program. And thank you very much, Mothang, for being with us. And you can be listening to the variation of the theme tomorrow at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.